Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Welcome into our Saturday Morning Coaches Show here on KJAN as we'll talk Atlantic sports here in the winter season. We'll hear from Atlantic Kim head wrestling coach Tim Duff, Atlantic head boys basketball coach Alan Jenkins, Atlantic head girls basketball coach Kelly Jewell, and Atlantic head boys swimming coach Dean Junker. We'll get started with wrestling talk after this.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Party Pooper Portable Potties. When planning an outdoor party or event, you don't want to leave your guests with no place to go. Contact Party Pooper Portable Potties at partypooperportapots.com. The Griswold American, your place to get all the Griswold school information, sports, academics, music, organizations, and more. They also offer personal and business printing of any size. Contact the Griswold American at 712-778-4337 for subscription and printing needs. And Rolling Hills Bank and Trust wants banking to be convenient with mobile banking. You can receive text alerts and conduct your banking business all from your cell phone in the palm of your hand. Stop at any of their 10 locations to find out more.
And welcome back now here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN. A chance now to talk Atlantic Kim Wrestling with head coach Tim Duff. Coach, thanks for your time again.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me on. We've had a busy few weeks here starting into the second half of the season, and that's kind of how the winter sports seasons go. Things really start to ramp up and move along quickly as you move into the month of January and then into February, into the state tournament series. So, John Harris tournaments, Friday, Saturday tournaments, I think they're at 24 teams now, so a lot of different teams, some great competition at the John Harris tournament this weekend. And, Thursday night, kind of looking back on the week for us, we had a couple big Hawkeye 10 victories for us. We were able to beat a very tough Glenwood squad, and then we also beat an up-and-coming Clarinda team. So those were two good wins for us Thursday night. And, like I said, the John Harris tournament's always a great competition and, a chance to see a lot of teams. We're going to see at sectionals, and a lot of teams we're going to see at districts. So it's a good preview for us to know exactly where we are at this point in the season.
Yeah, lots of great stuff going on. You mentioned it's been very busy here lately. As we were talking to you last week, you were getting ready to head to Marion for a tournament that was a little bit of a different feel for you, some different teams that you got to see there. I guess your reaction on how you thought that went and if you thought that was a good tournament to attend.
Yeah, it was, like you said, it was a big, different bunch of competition, I guess. We went up to Marion, just north of the Cedar Rapids area, and every team that we saw, is a team that out of the 14 teams, there's not a team that we're going to see at any other tournament other than the state tournament. So a good opportunity for us to see a lot of different kids. We were pretty pleased with how we came out and performed last Saturday. We finished in third place, and we thought it was a tough field. The Williamsburg ended up winning the tournament, and then in second place was a team out of the Kansas side of Kansas City, down in Olathe, northwest Blue Valley. They're on kind of the Kansas side of Kansas City, and they've got a nice squad. They finished second, and we were able to come into third, and so we were pleased with that. Probably the highlight for us, we put four kids into the finals at 106. Joe Weaver finished his runner-up, but had a nice tournament getting to the finals. Just wasn't able to, beat a tough opponent from Cedar Rapids, Xavier. Joe lost to him in the finals. It won, 126. Cole Hansen moved into the finals and lost to a tough opponent from Williamsburg. Kind of fell behind early in the match. Actually gave up some back points, but then battled back late, but just couldn't overcome, the back points he gave up there in the second period, and ended up in second place at 132. Chase McLaren had a real nice tournament, a couple wins over some good opponents, some ranked opponents, one from North Lynn in the semis, and then a win over Loons and Kids from Monticello in the final. So those were, you know, Chase had a really nice tournament. Seems to really be, you know, taking another step forward. So that's, you know, awesome to see for him. And then at 285, John McConkie moved into the finals and actually pinned his way through the tournament. So really went and competed hard. So, you know, those four guys, I think, were the highlight. But we had some guys on the backside. You know, anytime you're finishing in the top three at tournaments, it is a team effort, and you've got to be scoring points on the backside. And, you know, we thought we had some guys really compete on the backside and pick up some points. You look at Connor Pellett came back and wrestled pretty well for us on the backside. You know, Kenny Jimerson starting to, you know, pick it up and starting to compete at a different level. Kale Roller at 170, you know, came back and competed for us hard on the backside. Abram Moore, Steele McLaren, those guys, you know, battled back from early round losses and competed hard on the backside. So, you know, we're seeing our kids continue to compete, and that's what we want to see. And like I said, you know, Thursday night, big win for us. You know, Hawkeye 10 standings, you know, giving the win over Glenwood puts them at two losses in the Hawkeye 10, so kind of knocks them down. You know, we're sitting with one loss, along with Lewis Central with one loss and Creston with one loss in the Hawkeye 10 standings. So be interesting here as the season wraps up next week with duels, you know, and then in the Hawkeye 10 tournament. And like I said, today you're at the John Harrison, and there's, you know, kind of the highlight of the wrestling season in Southwest Iowa is the John J. Harris down in Corning. Always a great atmosphere. You know, the gym's packed. It's electric. It's hot. It's an intense environment, and, you know, see some great matches. So hopefully, you know, we go and compete and, you know, ultimately see if we can get some wins.
Yeah, and it's got to be great to see your team and have your team and the opportunity to have some of those, you know, fun, intense moments, and not only, you know, like as you mentioned, in the tournament atmosphere, but then that matchup you had against Glenwood on Thursday night, those types of situations where your guys have to step up in the moment and overcome, not only for themselves but for the team, has to build your confidence as you move on.
Yeah, you know, Chris, we've had, you know, just different guys throughout the season. You know, kind of step up at different moments in the Hawkeye 10 duels. You kind of look back at Lewis Central, and in that duel with our win over Lewis Central, freshman Devin McKay stepped up and went out and got a big 10. And you kind of, you move ahead, you look at, you know, last night in the Glenwood duel, Connor Pellett, you know, beat an opponent that's, you know, I think beat them every time throughout their career. So that was a big upset win. And, you know, even last night you look at the score, we started off with four straight pins at 6, 13, 20, and 26 there Thursday night against Glenwood. And, you know, we jumped out to 24-point lead, and that was big and had some momentum. So it's been kind of an interesting season. We're not an overly dominant team, but we've got a bunch of guys that will get out and scrap it, you know, and at different moments we've had, you know, different individuals have their opportunity to step out there and shine and do something for the team and maybe make a you know, get a big signature win or a big victory for the team. And you know, that's been the difference in our duels, and that's how we stayed competitive. So it's been a real exciting season, and you know, we're hoping to keep pushing forward and take another step as we approach the state tournament series.
Well, Coach, you should have a lot of fun here this weekend, as you mentioned, in a great environment there at the John J. Harris. We look forward to talking about how it went here next week with you, Coach.
All right. Hey, thanks for all the coverage, Chris. You know, we appreciate all the fans and all the support we get. And, you know, our kids are really trying and trying to improve and go out and compete. So hopefully that continues as we move into the end of the season. So thanks a lot.
All right, that's Atlantic Cam Head Wrestling Coach Tim Duff. We'll be back with more on our Coach's Show in just a moment here on KJAN. This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Plowman Earth Moving specializes in ag, soil, conservation work, terracing, waterways, ponds, tree removal, demolition, site grading, pipe work, basement digging, all bulldozing, and excavating work. Call Plowman Earth Moving at 641-740-0438. Swanson Marine LLC in Harlan, providing fishing and pleasure boating, sales and service since 1956. They sell new and pre-owned boats and also work on motors. Give them a call weekdays 8 to 5 and on Saturdays 8 to noon at 712-755-5188. Main Street Market in Anita, stop by for groceries and more. They're proud to offer a fresh meat counter along with video rentals and lottery tickets. Enjoy small town shopping with big convenience at the Main Street Market in Anita, open 7 days a week. Welcome back now here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN. Getting a chance to talk with Alan Jenkins, speaking after the win on Friday night over Clarinda. They pick up a 70-23 victory, and Coach, it looked like pretty intentional to get out there and play some really tight, aggressive press defense early on to set the tone for your team, and it worked. You got off to a big 12-0 start to the game and really never looked back.
Yeah, I think we're a great defensive team, Chris. The statistics kind of prove that. We have the eighth best defensive average in our class, and we came into tonight having more rebounds than any other team in Class 3A. But offensively, we can become stagnant at times. So we really wanted our defense to try to propel some offense, try to get some easy buckets, kind of get the other team on their heels a little bit. And I think that just proved to pay some dividends as we went along through the game and just got them out of rhythm. And ultimately, it got us in rhythm offensively.
Yeah, the numbers we had down in the game, 20-2, the turnover ratio, and then you score 32 points off of those turnovers from them. That's a huge difference. You can look at that stat and guess that a team won a game doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we knew that we were they were young. We knew that we were a veteran team and that we could cause some issues to them with our pressure and just playing hard. We wanted to play hard the whole time. I think sometimes there's been a few moments this year when we have struggled a bit offensively. It has minorly affected us defensively, and we just continue to address that and just try to continually fix where we're at. And there will be some things that will show up on film from this game that we got to get fixed as well as far as spacing in the zone offense. But the ball movement against the zone was good tonight.
Obviously, you guys were probably eager to get out there and do it as well because you're coming off a three-game stretch that was rough for you. Didn't play well the last two games, and you come out there, and we've seen you guys press before, but not with that kind of intensity, and you saw that from the outset. The guys really wanted to get up on them.
Yeah, we kind of gave them the choice a little bit as far as how we wanted to start out. We knew we were going to press, and I just said, you know, you guys have been on the court for a lot of games. The seniors have now been a part of 63 wins in their high school career. I said, what do you guys think? Do you want to try to push the pressure with them and try to get this tempo going, or do you want to start man? And that's what they wanted. And I had a lot of confidence in going to that when they had confidence in themselves. And sometimes you just got to feed off your kids' instincts. And this is what they wanted for the game. That's how they wanted the first 3 minutes to go, and we executed.
Obviously played very well here tonight, but what was the mood like after Tuesday night? You know, you lose a game like that at home that you just don't play well in. Of course, it's a three-game stretch. Were the guys just keeping their heads up still and going to work?
Well, we don't let them pout. We don't let them sit around and mope. That doesn't do anybody any good. I thought we had a very choppy practice Wednesday, and then we bounced back yesterday on Thursday, and we're tremendous. And I said in order to play consistent in games, you got to find consistency in practice. And we executed about as well of an hour, 40-minute practice as we had all year on Thursday. And it's funny how it translates into a game, right? That was a plus for our guys. You know, Tuesday night was one of those games where one kid controls the game early, and then you get down by too much, and you make a good run, but it takes too much energy to chase a team like Kemper coming back like that. This team went through as tough of a stretch as I can remember, you know, with St. Albert and then Kemper and then Harlan and then Denison and then Glenwood and then Lewis Central and Wahoo Newman and Kemper again. Everybody else in the conference kind of had some chops or breaks in theirs. We didn't. But we understand now the position we're in with six games remaining. And I think everybody on our schedule we have beaten already. With the exception of Trainer, who obviously we haven't played. So our guys are confident that we're going to catch a run here. You know, we want to catch fire a little bit and just push to the end of the season. And wherever the chips may fall then, as far as district seeding, I know our guys will be ready to play.
Well, you got a comfortable enough lead here tonight to get some of the other guys out on the floor, too, as well. It was a night where seniors were honored and recognized between the girls and the boys game. And a cool moment. You're able to get Cole Gibson out there on the floor.
Hats off to Clarinda, too, the way they handled it, giving him the opportunity, and it's fun to see him get a bucket.
A lot of fun. You know, Cole's completely committed to our program. You know, he started out as a manager as a freshman. He developed a best friend in Joey Walker, and then his sophomore year, he becomes real close with Brendan Holmes. His junior year with Garrett Franken, and this year he's with all his classmates that are seniors. So we wanted to do something special. We wanted Cole to get out there and have an opportunity. He has not practiced at all this year. He passed his physical this morning, so we had to get some clearance, but it was, like I said, it was really cool and a lot of fun to have him out there. I thought it was a special moment for not just Cole, his family, but all the fans here.
Yeah, and it was a great atmosphere here tonight, too. The place was packed. There were a lot of people here, so a great atmosphere for it as well.
Yeah, I thought our fans were great. I thought they were into the game. Our girls got a chance to win, too, which is really important for Coach Jewell and his girls. It was just a fun night. I thought the Hy-Vee, the tailgate thing, I mean, I think that's one of the things about smaller communities like Atlantic is that you do have a sense of community, and it's just fun to see everybody kind of as one. And I know our kids really appreciated it in their final home game.
Well, this is a great win on Friday night, Coach. Something to build on here, and we hope it carries over for you here in the next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I appreciate it a bunch, Chris.
All right. That's Atlantic Head Boys Basketball Coach Alan Jenkins. Back with more on our Coach's Show in just a moment here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey. Serving the community with quality care and concern during the times of need. That's Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Audubon. FNB, with offices in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita. See them for consumer loans and agricultural loans, checking accounts, and interest-bearing accounts. FNB, for people who expect just a little more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Anita Engraving and Awards, LLC. Southwest Iowa's most dependable source for trophies, award plaques, and medals. For awards worth winning since 1970, Anita Engraving and Awards, LLC in Anita. Call 712-762-3779.
And Coach Kelly Jewell joining us now here after the contest tonight. And Coach, first off, congratulations. Nice to get another one in the W column.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, it's been a long time since November 20th, I think, is when we won our last one, 12 or 13 in a row, whatever the heck it's been. So it was, you know, a fun night, a great crowd. A lot of people here. I haven't seen this many people in the gym, you know, for a long time. So it was a nice atmosphere and a good to get a victory.
Well, and you got off to a good start. I mean, we haven't seen a lot of those for you here this year, and you haven't seen multiple gals hitting shots, and you guys were making them early on. That certainly helped.
I mean, yeah, we got a good flow, and Bailey comes out and hits two in a row or what, you know, and everybody starts, you know, shooting is contagious, I feel like. And one person makes, and some other people get confidence, and McKenzie gets confident, and Haley gets confident. So, you know, we didn't get a lot of inside looks tonight, but we did enough from the perimeter and made a free throws to hold on for the win.
Well, and something we noted here on our sheet, we've got the point differential off of turnovers at 19-2. 17-point difference. You win by 17. That's certainly a big factor when you can take care of the ball and then convert off of their mistakes.
Yeah, that's. I think it was huge for us early in the game in the first half. You know, we got away from pressing a little bit due to some, you know, a little bit of foul problems and a little bit of fatigue, but we were doing a pretty good job in our 3-2 once we went back to it. Our man, we weren't quite good enough, but we got some turnovers early out of the press in the 3-2 zone. We did a little 1-3-1, which confused them in the second quarter and allowed us to get some turnovers and some outlets. And we probably could have got more points off turnovers, but I had to put the reins on them in the fourth quarter and say, just work the clock at this point. We don't want to turn it over. Let's get fouled. And we were darn good at the free throw line in the fourth quarter. So that's a tribute to the girls working hard and being able to focus in that fourth quarter.
If there's one thing that maybe was, I think, a downside to this game was when they switched a man coming out of the halftime break, that seemed to frustrate you guys a little bit more. You just weren't getting the same type of looks, and you weren't making shots there in that third quarter.
Yeah, I think, and we were having a hard time getting the ball off the court and being some man pressure. We were freaking out when we could have just brought it up. You know, we finally started figuring that out in the fourth quarter and just just started, clearing out and getting out of there and letting us bring up the ball before and get fouled. You know, they weren't doing a good job on defending ball screens. We had a, you know, that's what we do usually, but we had a hard time doing, you know, somebody setting ball screens. We were attacking there a little bit. We got fouled in that late in the game based on a couple of ball screens and kind of our delay offense, and we're able to make the free throws in the end.
Yeah, you know, they get it back down to single digits. You've already said this a couple times, but it's definitely worth repeating. Free throws, huge at the end of the game. Bailey Newell steps up, goes 8-for-8 from the line in the fourth quarter. Mackenzie Waters hits a couple as well. It's nice to see your girls step up in that moment, know what they need to do, and get it done.
Especially when we haven't been in any games, you know, really a lot of games in the fourth quarter, especially ones with the lead by 15 with 2 minutes. And we had the lead with 15 by 2:05 left. You know, and then, you know, they had cut it to 8 right before that, or 9 right before that. So, you know, we could have freaked out and got fouled, went to the free throw line and missed and panicked even more. But, you know, we haven't been winning a lot, but we've been getting mentally tougher, I feel like. And I think that shows it down the stretch tonight.
Well, this is certainly a nice win. Now you get a big test as you go on the road Monday night against a very good trainer team, and going to have to shoot just as well there to have a good run at them.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to do everything that we did tonight and except for better and make shots and hang on to the ball and, you know, defend better. They're quick, they're athletic, and, you know, it's a heck of a challenge, too, especially on a Monday night. We got really a Sunday practice to get ready for them, so it'll be interesting. They're very good, and we know what we need to do now, and at least we got a win under our belt and maybe build some confidence going into Monday.
Yeah, good one to enjoy here tonight, Coach. Congratulations.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, Chris.
All right, that's Atlantic head coach Kelly Jewell here after the game, and we'll now turn things over here to Mackenzie Waters as we get a chance to talk to her after the contest here tonight. Mackenzie, congratulations here on the win.
Thank you.
Well, you came out, and right away you guys got some confidence because Bailey steps up, hits that first three of the game, and then it just seemed like everybody else felt good taking shots, and you guys were knocking them down early.
Yeah, Bailey's threes were a big confidence booster for us. It got us a lot of open looks, and we just got lots of confidence on defense and on offense as well.
Well, it looked like you were pretty confident trying to take the ball to the hoop as well. You're pretty aggressive, and you got yourself to the free throw line quite a bit here tonight doing that.
Yep, couldn't have done it without my team. They helped me a lot.
Well, you guys, of course, there in the second half then, kind of going a little bit of a lull there in the third. They creep back a little bit closer, but you guys stepped up, and when you had the opportunities to win the game, you went out there and did it and hit some free throws down the stretch to win it.
Yeah, we did a good job of keeping our composure on offense and defense.
Well, this is obviously a nice win. It's got to feel good to get the second one under your belt finally. You know, it's been a long time coming. You guys have been in some close games but haven't been able to get over that hump. This got to give you a little bit of confidence.
Yeah, it'll give us a lot of confidence. So hopefully Sunday we can go practice hard and go play really well up with Trainer.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Mackenzie.
Thank you.
All right. That's Mackenzie Waters after the game here tonight. We'll be joined now here by Bailey Newell as well. Trying to give her some more rope here on her headset. All right. Bailey, congratulations. Nice to get a win.
Thank you. It feels good.
Well, you set the tone. You went out there and knocked that opening three. That had to feel good, and everybody kind of, I think, gathered up that spirit and started knocking down shots early.
Yeah, I think my teammates just did a good job of getting the ball up the floor, so they got me two wide-open looks.
Well, you guys played some pretty good defense, I thought, especially in that first half. The press seemed to work. You turned them over a little bit. That led to some easy buckets on the other side, and that always has to help.
Yeah, I think the press helped a lot. We don't always press, so I think that got us, like, into the mode of the game and everything. And also, not all of our shots have been falling. We kind of struggled that early in the season, so we really had to pick up on the defensive end, so I think that's helped a lot, too.
Well, the third quarter didn't go quite as smooth. You guys kind of let them creep back in there a little bit. Their man pressure kind of changed up how you guys were running offense a bit, but you weathered that storm, and then you had your opportunities down the stretch, and especially yourself going to the free throw line 8-for-8 in the fourth quarter. That's got to be a great thing to accomplish.
Yeah, we've been focusing on free throws a lot in practice, so I think that's helped, and I just really wanted to make them for my team so we could keep that lead.
Yeah, get that second win under your belt.
Yeah.
Now, build some confidence hopefully here, as of course you got a big challenge coming up on Monday on the road against Trainer, but it's got to be good to do that coming off a win.
Yeah, Trainer's a super good team, so we're going to have to practice hard on Sunday and be ready for them on Monday.
Well, Bailey, congratulations. Enjoy the win here.
Thank you. Thanks for covering us.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Pest Control, your pest control consultants. They'll help you with the elimination of insects, rodents, termites, bats, and other pests. Call Bill today at 243-6900. Atlantic Pest Control will come to your home and give you a free estimate, so call today. Red Oak Fabrication is the largest Carhartt store in Southwest Iowa, plus medical scrubs, muck boots, and Fiocchi of America ammunition. Red Oak Fabrication, 306 North 3rd Street, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is there when you are going through stressful times dealing with the loss of a loved one. At your time of need, let Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan be there for you. Welcome back here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN. Now getting a chance to talk Atlantic Boys Swimming with Head Coach Dean Junker. Coach, thanks for your time.
You bet.
All right, Coach, it's been a little bit of a busy week here for you. Before, I guess the last time we had a chance to talk to you, we thought we were going to have a duel coming up with Abraham Lincoln. It got pushed back due to the wintry weather, and then you ended up having a invitational at Fort Dodge, and then you got that matchup against Abraham Lincoln taken care of here on a Thursday night of this week. And I guess your assessment of how the week went after you got a chance to get back out there and compete.
Well, we had a good week of practice, and we got to swim, like you said, Thursday night, last night with AL, and we won 7 of the 11 events. I had two guys that were double winners. Well, actually, they won 4 events. They were on 4 winning teams. Nick Landhaus from Florinda that swims for us, he won the 50 and the 100 back, and then he was on both winning relays, the 200 and the 400, and Ben Henriksen, he swam for us in the 200 and the 500, and he won both and was on both winning relays. Tyson Parker had a pretty good night. He won the 100 free and was on both winning relays. And, of course, Cody McCready swam tough in the 200 and the 500, and he was on both winning relays. So those boys all had a pretty good night. I was pretty happy with Avery Anderson. He swam the 500. Swam a real good time, and he did also well in the 200. And then Cole Sampson came in second in the 100 free, and then he was third in the 100 breast. And that about rounded out our guys for the night. But they all swam pretty well. I think we got beat 77 to 68, and we didn't have a medley relay or 200 IMers or 100 flyers, so... I was pretty happy with their performance.
Yeah, considering the circumstance, you did pretty well for yourself there with not all your guys available and getting out there and competing and having a nice matchup and a nice tune-up here as you kind of head for the stretch run here. Now you're getting down to the nitty-gritty here as you get ready to compete this weekend at Lewis Central, and then you're right back into postseason events.
Yeah, that's the deal. We get to go tomorrow against Lewis Central, and we're going to try to make a few tweaks to a few things and make the boys understand what it's going to take 2 weeks from then to get qualified. And it's a big push to the end. They're putting in the time. They've put in the work. It's been a long season, but... I think they look forward to this as much as I do, so should be a good time.
Well, and I know also last night you probably had an opportunity to honor some of those guys that have been with your program here for a while, those seniors, their last opportunity to be at home for a duel, so I'm sure that's always kind of a special moment for them as well.
Well, yeah, and it was. I mean, it's tough to let them go because they've meant so much to the program, but you got to, and of course they're good students, and they've got their own plans and what they want to do, and we want to wish them the best, and yet you want to, you know, stand them up in front of everybody and thank them for everything they did, because they've put a lot of time in that water, and they've put forth a lot of effort, and we do appreciate what they've done. So, yeah, that was a real nice send-off for those boys.
Well, I know you've had a chance now here to kind of see the program grow a little bit here, Coach, after you've gotten things started here a while back, and you know, you're kind of getting your, you know, hands in there with the guys, getting to the idea of what to expect year in and year out, and what they have to do to improve and move along. What have you, I guess, seen overall as a program? Do you feel like it's grown to what you thought it could become, and do you think it's going to take even a step further from here?
Well, next year I've got a lot of freshmen coming in, and so the program will grow. What I have learned is that over the few years that we've been doing this, whatever challenges you throw at these kids, they meet it head on and they do their best to do what you ask them to do. And when you get out and you travel and you see all these other kids and they've got friends in other towns that they've met through this swimming program, I'm sure that in their minds at first they didn't think that they could compete at that level. All of a sudden you've got boys coming to you and saying, you know, what do I got to do to be as good as them? Or can you help me do this, help me do that, so that I can do what you need me to do for the team? And that is really refreshing when you have that kind of stuff going on, because they want to get better and they want to compete at that level. And the program, basically what we need right now is numbers. We've always been pretty low on numbers, but we've been able to compete at that high level. And if we could just get our numbers up, we could even compete even better. And that's the whole goal here, is to get the program good and solid with the numbers give the boys a really rewarding experience when they get out there and do this stuff. We had a report back this last week. One of our swimmers from last year, he transferred from UNO up to Fort Dodge to Iowa Central, and he was doing his walkthrough, and the swim coach found out that they had a kid from Atlantic that was going to transfer that was a swimmer. Before he got his walkthrough done, the swim coach was there and offered him a scholarship and wanted him on the swim team. And so Eric Weezer's now swimming up at Iowa Central, and we're really happy for Eric, because he put a lot of time in here, and he was a good swimmer. And I know he's going to help their program. So I like to hear stories like that.
Yeah, it's great to see that success carry on here to the next level, and obviously it's you know, something that no matter whether they continue doing it or not, they're going to carry with them for the rest of their lives. Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck here this weekend at Lewis Central Invite, and then getting ready here for the postseason. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Great, thank you.
That's Atlantic Head Boys Swimming Coach Dean Junker. Back with more on our Coach's Show in just a moment here on KJAN. And that will wind down our Saturday Morning Coaches Show for you here this week. We want to thank all those Atlantic coaches, Atlantic Hamhead Wrestling Coach Tim Duff, also Atlantic Head Boys Basketball Coach Alan Jenkins, Head Girls Basketball Coach Kelly Jewell, also Bailey Newell and Mackenzie Waters for stopping by last night after the game, and also the Dean Junker, the Head Boys Swimming Coach. Once again, Atlantic getting seven wrestlers onto the semifinals of that John J. Harris Wrestling Tournament that continues today as the Trojans sit in second place team-wise. That gets underway again here at 10 o'clock this morning. That's a rundown of what's going on there with Atlantic Winter Sports on our Saturday Morning Coaches Show. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.